What's up, Growth Talk Podcast? We are here with another amazing episode with your hosts, Jamie and James. This is episode 18. I'm getting ready to drop some more, add some more value to you. Remember, as always, hit that share, hit that like button if something resonates with you, or put some comments in the comment section, you know, just to help someone else out there that may be listening later. But yeah, let's get into it. James came with this topic of don't let your circumstances control you. So, bro, I'm going to let you, you know, speak your piece, speak your mind on that one.
I bet. So what I mean by don't let your circumstances control you is in life, stuff comes up that you don't expect. And so when you don't expect them, you kind of get, you know, kind of like wishy-washy on how can you get it done, or what can happen, or how do you try to control it. And so some things you can't control. So when I say don't let your circumstance control you, is we try to fight back on our circumstances. And some things that you just cannot control in that aspect of what happens in life just happens. And when it comes to that, I would say you have to just be aware of it, like acknowledge it mainly. Acknowledge it, let it know it's there, and then just try to figure it out. Because if you try to control it, you kind of get over it. Like, you'll get overwhelmed, you get stressed out, you get everything like it, all of the above. And so when you try to do all that, you're really not getting anything accomplished. So then when you come to peace with it, let it know, like I said, acknowledge it that it's there. Acknowledge the circumstance that it's there. Yeah. But don't stress out on it. And I'm saying that not just to anybody on this, you know, watching this right now. I'm also saying it to myself as well, because certain things that pop up, you might get stressed out. I get stressed out. And so it's like, it's there. Okay, I can't do anything about it. So how can I figure it out? You got to find a solution rather than trying to figure out all the negative things that came with it. So you have to find a solution rather than like thinking about all the negative things. Because when you think about all the negative things, you're not thinking about any solution.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And you sitting in it longer. Well, it's like, because you can be going through something and still moving forward. And I think like what you're saying too, James, is like, if I'm sitting there focusing on what I can't control, it's easier to fall into that depression, fall into that being down, you know, just, and then you're consumed with the negative thoughts and the negative things. And like you said, everything that comes with it. So it's like, because life is gonna happen and things, like you said, that's outside of our control. And I think one thing that I had to learn to do myself is just give that to God and keep moving forward. And even, and because we get those hits, like we're human, right? And sometimes you gotta, another thing I learned too is sit in that moment, be still. That's where that, you know, be still, know that I'm God, where you may have to sit with him for some time so you can, more so for your mindset, your mental, because of the circumstance, maybe whatever, you know, maybe something major or whatever the case may be, you know. And if I try to just, like you said, not acknowledge it or not know that it's there, see that it's there, and try to just, it's like I'm trying to, yeah, moving forward with avoiding thinking about it. Yeah, you can maybe get to that place or whatever. But at the same time, I think what helps you, what am I trying to say? Like, sometimes when you get hit with something, your energy gets wavered a little bit. Your energy kind of gets hit. That drive, that, and not saying the drive, but the tenacity or whatever, that like movement, like you might have been moving what you feel like is fast, and then you get hit with that circumstance, it's like, oh man. And what I learned is like sitting with God in those times, it re-energizes you. It helps you be able to have the right frame of mind to move forward, even though the circumstance or whatever is going on. That's what I was trying to say. Like, so some in those moments, especially believers that's listening, you gotta sit with God on that. So that way you can get re-energized, get refueled, because we are human and that circumstance may have affected you. You know what I mean? And it may be invisible of how it affected you in the moment, you know, but like Yeah. You got to sit with him just so you can get renewed in a way, like so you can get renewed and your mind can get renewed as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely something that has to be talked about, because any day you never know what happens. And right. So when you just dwell on it too much, it's like it just doesn't really just go anywhere. Like your mood's off, your stress level's high, you know, everything just is all messed up. And so you try to take it out on yourself, you try to take it on people. And it's not something to really just dwell on too much, because when you do it, it's like I said earlier, it's like nothing's really getting accomplished. And from there on, it's like everything just goes bad. So once you figure out what happened or what has happened, acknowledge what happened and just let it be. Don't worry about it. Obviously, I have to technically worry about it, but not in that sense. You're worrying about it because you're trying to find a solution, because I can't just say you just automatically just snap and forget about it. Like, it's going to be there. So you just can't get, you can't avoid the problem. You can't avoid the issues. You can't avoid the circumstance. You just have to own up to it, or be woman, man enough to actually acknowledge it and then let us know it's there, and then try to figure out a solution. Like, the only thing you can do is figure out a solution to it. Mm-hmm. And once you figure that out, I mean, you just have to constantly just, you know, combat everything. Say, okay, if this happened, okay, how can I be better at this? Okay, if that happened, how can I be better at this? Okay, just figure out, just constantly think about things and ways that you can be better as a person, because there's always things that come up. It can be life, it can be business, it can be, you know, family, it can be anything like that. Just stuff that just comes out you don't expect. It's just everyday life. And so some things you can control, some things you just can't. In life, you just can't control. Like, you can control what you do in life, but you can't control the circumstances that happen to you in life.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree on that. Like, and I think that's where, like, your emotional intelligence gets tested, like, on a whole nother level when you get hit with circumstances. Because, like, what you were saying, you may, if it consume you to the point where, you know, you taking it out on people and other things, that emotional side is being tested. Then it's like, and then it's so much growth in those moments too, like, and when you get hit with circumstances, because that's outside of your control, because God is developing other parts in you, other character in you. So that way, because I feel like, especially leaders, you know, you got to be a certain, your character has to develop, because like, when, you know, in business, whether it's business or whether, you know, personal or other type of relationships that you may have with people, you're going to get, you know, certain things are going to pop up that, like you said, that's outside of your control. And you got to be a leader that can't, you don't lash out when circumstances pop up, you know? So I think at the same time, we're being tested with things that's going to develop and mature our character, so we can be the leader that we need to be. So when, because circumstances are going to happen, and then at every level, it may be bigger circumstances happening. But I think God is just wanting to mature us at the same, using it to mature us. And then I also believe there's some things, like you said, that's outside of your control, where it's not for you to figure out the solution and for us to figure out the solution. It's more so opportunity to grow our dependence on God. To where, that's why I say you got to sit with him to where you're like, Lord, I give this to you. Because that kind of is not saying that I'm not worrying about or not, I don't know that it's there, but it helps my mind and my focus to not be on it. To where, okay, I've triggered, it's something in our minds that's like, it's he has it. So I can continue to move forward. And that's why I say, sitting with him, okay, give it to him, but then also in those moments, get refueled, get re-energized, so that way you can continue to move forward. And then, you know, before you know it, solutions are going to come, that because you wasn't worried about it, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hard for people to do too, because
it's not easy.
Yeah, because it's human nature that we tend to, like I said, I'm just speaking in general, because I do it sometimes. I know a lot of people do it sometimes. It's like, it's just hard in general to, something happens, like really just out of the blue that you are not expecting, completely not expecting. And it's kind of like, it's just, it triggers you. And so when you're triggered, you're not thinking about anything else but that one thing that just happened. Mm-hmm. And so when you're thinking about that thing that just happened, you're just like, great, what else can go wrong? So now you're just speaking out everything that's negative. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you're just going to speak out more negative rather than thinking about, okay, that just happened. Boom. Okay, what can I do to fix it? And that's the hard part about it. It's like, we get triggered so much to where no matter what happens, whether if it's good, it just can be a good sign. I mean, not a good sign, but it can be even things on that's good that happened in your life. Something phenomenal that happens in your life today, you're just automatically triggered to be like, that's great. Okay, now what else can go right? So it's just the opposite of, you know, that. So if something bad happens in your life, you're automatically triggered to think negative. If something good in your life, something, you know, you're automatically triggered to think good. So the negative side of things, try to switch as fast as possible to go good. Because everything you're talking about, everything you're saying in life is bound to happen. Mm-hmm. No matter if you're thinking good or bad, it's bound to happen because your emotional side, you start to reflect on certain things. You start to see certain things when you think about it the most. And say, for instance, like I said, if something in your life happened that is bad, you're thinking about nothing but bad. So then you're, now everything's where you're driving, where you're going, whatever like that. You're starting to see either wrecks. You're starting to see somebody's cussing, or you're starting to see somebody in a fight. All you're seeing is negative. But if something good goes in your life, okay, now you're seeing a sale. Okay, now you're seeing 50%, 100% off somewhere. You're only attracting and you're seeing certain things when you're actually in that element, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense to you, any of you guys, but it's just like seeing a blue car. If you are fixated on a blue car, you're starting to see all blue cars. So what you put your focus on, you would initially and always see more of that thing, because your mind is basically going to, I don't know what the term or terminology is on it, but everything you're thinking about, you're bound to see eventually. And I don't know if people believe that or not, but it's actually true. So it's like, I want people to just like think of something good or think of something bad, whatever route you want to take. If you want to experiment on both sides, you go ahead and experiment on both sides. But if you think about something good, say, hey, I want this, 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 I want this. Over and over and over. Make it something small, because you can't say, hey, I want $1 million right now, you get it tomorrow. You can't do that. That ain't gonna happen. Just keep it real. But say, hey, I want a toy car that's red. I want a toy car that's red. I want a toy car that's red. I want a toy car. You're gonna see all cars in red. You're gonna see majority cars in red. You're not even gonna be focused on anything else. So then you're gonna start seeing them more. So that's just like a practice you can actually do for yourself. So that's just like going back to saying, don't let your circumstances control you, because you initially and essentially control your circumstances, not the other way around. Because circumstances in life happen. But if you think in a certain way, they can automatically switch over.
Yeah, that's true. What you think about, what you focus on expands. So yeah, like what you said, if you focus on the good, that's going to expand. If you focus on the bad, that's going to expand. And just know, like I said, for believers that's listening, just know that you got help. I think in those times, it's opportunity for our faith to grow. It's opportunity for our connection with our creator, with the source, with God to grow. It's opportunity to depend more on him, because at the end of the day, we got to understand as believers, he wants our faith to grow deeper. So that way, when circumstances do happen, we're faster going to him instead of waiting. That's why I say, in my opinion, it's not about trying to figure out how can I fix it. That's what's going to overwhelm you even more. That's what's going to be more of a burden to you. It's releasing it because you can't control it, and then allowing him to bring the solution and the guidance and the direction while you continue to rest in him, knowing that everything is going to get taken care of. So I believe that's where we just have to learn to go to him faster, because more things are out of our control will happen. But I feel like we waste time trying to figure out how can I fix it. and it's not, you know what I mean? And we get more overwhelmed and more burdened. But we have to understand he wants us to go to him faster. Understand, you go to me faster. You don't have to wait. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to have the answers. I got the answers. I knew you was going to be here before you even got here. I knew the circumstance was coming before you even knew the circumstances were coming. So, you know what I mean? So it's more so it for believers. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if you're, you know, not a believer, I feel like, yeah, focus.
Go to some.
If you're go not, what you say, bro?
I'll just go to somebody because I mean,
yeah, like
you gotta just sit there in silence, just go to somebody,
right? So the universe, whatever. Yeah. But then I also think that's a good point of what you're saying too for people that's just like you may not be believing like that, and it may be the focusing on the good or understanding the focus on the negative and practicing and exercising what you just gave, bro, that gym that you just gave of basically what you focus on expands. And okay, just find something that's good and focus on it. Find some, you know what I'm saying? And then you'll see more of that. But know that also we're training our mind. So if you're not, that what makes it so much easier, I would say, in those type of situations, if you're on a regular being intentional with your growth, when bad stuff happen, your mind is so trained that you know what that's why I say you may know what needs to be done. Because we need, most of the time when we get hit, we need to hear a word that kind of wakes us up, that kind of get us out of that, and that we can stand on that word and keep moving, right? Whether that's you reading a book, listening to a video or audio or a message or whatever the case may be, but you got to know, like you said, go to something. I got to go to some type of maybe tool or resource that's going to lift me up so I won't sit in this and worry and all of that. And then a lot of times, like, shoot, when I read, I'll be sitting there sometimes in a moment, I'm reading something, I'm in a daze and in a trance, and then start just thinking. And then so much start coming to me and I'm like, then that's what, like, maybe the solutions or maybe whatever epiphanies or whatever start coming to you. So that way we can, you know, it's all about getting better with operating in chaos, like being able to still function and move forward, even when you got hit with that circumstance, still having a positive attitude, still smiling, still moving on, you know, even when you get hit with something. I know some situations, you know, some people may be listening, you may have a loss, and that's tough, you know, and it's okay to give yourself that time and grieve and rest in God and all that. So nobody's saying, like, because that's a whole nother level. Like, nobody can tell you how to handle that situation. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say just know, you know, give yourself that time. That's why I say resting in him to me is just the answer when we get hit with stuff that we don't understand or can't control or stuff like that.
I think it's more so too that people go to him, but it's more so what you're saying is always go to him. It's like, mm-hmm. don't just go to him because you want something. Go to him because you need, you know, just need guidance. And so that's like just anything. And I know a lot of people just go to him because they want something. I mean, it's yeah. not like, I don't really, me personally, I was like, okay, that's cool and all, but okay, what happens when you have the circumstances? Yeah. You either want something or okay, that's the next time you talk to them. And it shouldn't be that way. Like you said earlier, it's like you have to go to them often, fast as possible. Just go, just any day, just wake up, just say, hey, how can I help somebody today? Mm-hmm. How can I do something today for someone else? Or how can I be better today?
Yeah.
And just.
I'll go ahead, Simon.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. I was going to say just let it be. Just.
Yeah. Or like I was listening to something. I was listening to a clip from Mike Todd yesterday. Even wake up, because you, again, we human, you know, we get hit, like we're saying, we get hit with stuff, circumstances, challenges, obstacles, trials, different things. Even wake up, go to him like, Lord, I'm struggling this morning. Lord, this is what I'm going through. I don't know, like I was sharing with my brother, I shared with him, I said, bro, understand there's nothing too big or too small that God can't handle. There's nothing too big or too small that he doesn't want to help you with. Like, he wants to help us with every single detail of our life, every single thing. You know what I mean? Like, And we got that access. We got that help. He's ready and willing to do so. We just have to open our mouth and ask and go humbly. And I think in getting out the mind frame of we got it all together, nah, be humble enough. Like, Lord, I don't. Yeah. I got hit with something today. I don't know what.
I'm struggling.
This like, messing my mental up. Yeah.
I'm struggling.
I'm struggling, Lord. So that way, because then that opens the door for his power, for him to, he wants to help us in our struggle. Like Mike Todd was like, his power is made perfect in our weakness. So when we're weak, that's when we get more powerful, because mm-hmm. God is entering in, because we're out the way. You know what I mean? So just always keep that in mind. Like, you can go to him. Yeah, how can I be a help to people? How can I add value? But it's going to be hard to be a help to people and add value if you energy and fuel level and everything is down. Like,
yeah, funny because I forgot. It was a while back when I was hearing this analogy. It was kind of like when you're asking God for something, but your attention on it is still there. It's not like saying God is going to be there and say, okay, step to the side. I got this. He will, but if you're not allowing him to, he's not going to step in like that. And so say, for instance, like I have this thing come up or you have this thing come up and he's like, I got this. God just sitting there.
Yeah.
He's waiting on you to say, okay, I ain't got this. You handle it.
Yeah.
And so, but if you don't do that, it's kind of like he's still knocking. Hey, you want help, bro? Are you, hey, you want help, sis? You want help? Mm-hmm. You know, you ready for help? Okay, you're not? Okay, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to sit here. You got it? Okay. All right, Lord, I need some help. Okay. Now, step to the side. I got this. Yeah. So that's when he's stepping in, because he's like, okay, he's not going to force you to do something, or he's not going to force you to step to the side if you don't want to step to the side. It's just like opportunities. He's not going to force you. He's going to give you the opportunity to do something. It's not like he's going to automatically, you know, just say, okay, say if you want to, like, I personally still want to work on patience. He's going to give me the opportunity to work on patience. He's not going to say, hey, okay, now you're already cured of you. Now you have all the patience in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to work on something, he's going to give you the opportunity to work on it. So if you don't give, if you want something, but then you technically really don't. He can give you the opportunity, but if you're not going to step aside to work on it, then how can you allow him? How can you say that he's allowing, that you're allowing him to help you then? If you're not willing to step aside, like you said, not willing to be humble enough to actually allow him to help you. Because he's there to help you. He's like right there waiting on you to say, okay, I really need help. But then your actions and your intentions are like, no, I got this. I'll figure it out. Okay, I'm gonna sit back.
Exactly.
It's just like humans. I mean, just like basically humans. If you're asking me for help or you're asking for advice and you don't take advice, I'm gonna let it be.
Mm-hmm.
So if we as humans can say that, what makes you think God can say that? He's the one who created all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically our reactions of his reactions, because he's trying to give you advice. He's trying to help you. But if you're not willing to help you, why should he put his, you know, why would he put his energy and waste it? And so it's kind of like, once you're willing to accept, you know, you need help. And like you said earlier, it's like, that's when you get most powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you just released everything.
Yeah.
You just, you know, just felt like that burden is off you now. So now it's like on him. So if you can't handle the burden, why don't you think he can't? Why he can handle anything? Like you just said earlier, he can handle anything. So why try to control it yourself? So don't let your circumstances control you. Let, you know, you ultimately control your circumstances.
Good stuff, bro, man. That was I ain't got nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to, that's, I mean, right. I'm not, like you said earlier, it's like, it's like you said earlier with like, if say if you have a death, it's like, that's a different circumstance, but it's like you have the ultimate, you know, creator to actually control anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not saying everything I'm saying and everything you saying is not, it's not going to be easy to do.
Right. Not at all.
Not going to be easy at all to do. Like I can say, okay, if something bad or good happened to you today, you're going to feel some type of way. Mm-hmm. It's not like you can just emotionally put it to the side. You can't do that. It's like this human nature. You just can't. And so you just have to acknowledge it and be okay with it. But it just like, it just one thing after another doesn't help. It's just let it go. Just let it be at peace. Let it go and just let him figure it out for you.
Yeah. And it ties back to what you were saying. Now that I think like when you was, now that I think about it, like with the solution part, yeah, see what the solution is, but knowing that he's the solution. So it's like, how can I fix, it's not, well, not going to the how can I fix this, but thinking of solution. And like you said, knowing that his help is the solution. Like, it ain't,
exactly.
You know exactly. What I mean? So, yeah, this is good. This is real good. And it's so dope because, like, as you was giving the analogy and just breaking it down, too, it's like, God is so amazing. Like, because even in the midst of us, whether we asking for the help, not asking for the help, he's there.
Yeah, he gives you a choice. Like, right, you have a choice all the time. Like, it's not like saying, I'm God, so move over. And like, no, he's going to do that. But you have to be willing to let him do it.
Yeah.
He gives us choices. So if you don't want, if you're not willing to take the choice and you're not willing to step down because you think you're all powerful more than him, it's like, okay, well, show me. He's just watching you. It's like just basically every day walking life. You're walking through life, you know, being supported by him. But if you don't want his support, then you can't, he's not going to just give it to you.
Being supported by him through your everyday walking life, bro. Yes, Jim. No, for real though, because people, we got to understand that we ain't got to have all the answers. Like Kanye said, you don't have the answers, Sway.
Yeah. we really don't. Like, if we really had all the answers, we wouldn't need them.
Right, man, for real. Man, this is some powerful stuff, y'all. Y'all go back and listen to this one, because we, you know, everybody, a person that say that they go through, get hit with circumstances unfazed completely, they just lying, right? So it's not that we not human, we don't get hit with it. It's just learning where our help comes from and who to depend on and who the solution is. I think that's the key major thing. You know what I'm saying? So this was good stuff, bro. Anything else you want to add?
Not really. I mean, just let life be life and just let him control the rest.
Yeah. Well, let's get it, y'all. This is episode 18 with James and Jamie. Man, we got more content coming y'all's way. Like I said, if there was anything that resonated with you on this episode, hit that like, hit that share, put a comment in the comment section. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in and listening and being supportive. Pray that this has been adding value and helping you. Like I said, we got more stuff on the way. We out this thing.
Peace.